The express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Hour break between baseball games, and we are ready to go after a daytime Wednesday. It's back to our normal start time on Thirsty Thursday. Live from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, Woodpeckers Baseball on a radio near you and on MILB.TV. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, and it's great to be back with you on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch app, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. At the midway point of our six-game series between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, a Texas affair at the minor league level, the Astros and Rangers affiliate going at it tonight. And if you weren't with us yesterday, Fayetteville nearly leveled up this series and evened it at a game apiece. They had a 5-3 lead going into the eighth inning, but four walks and five runs put Down East in front. And they were ultimately able to take it by an 8-5 final, Colin, in front of well over 4,000 middle schoolers and elementary schoolers that were in the park yesterday. Today it's back to the normal crowd, a little bit of a gloomy weather around us, no rain in the area at the moment, hoping it holds off. But Fayetteville's offense put some good swings on the ball. They're going to hope that more hits find their way on the diamond today and that they can finally grab their first game against these Wood Ducks back at 8-8 on the year for the first time since they were 1-1 back to 500.
Yeah, really everyone put the ball in play throughout that game yesterday. Ultimately, just couldn't hang on after a big-time rally in the seventh inning. We've said that a lot this year, a lot of seventh-inning rallies for Fayetteville. This one, though, ultimately was answered by the Down East Wood Ducks, who put up five runs in the top half of the eighth inning against Aleem Bersanta. So we've seen a real resolve out of Down East in the first two games of this series that we didn't see last week out of them against the Carolina Mudcats. And sometimes that's all it takes is one game to spark your offense, and then you're basically a new offensive team out there. They're right in the middle of quite a battle in the north right now in the division. And meanwhile, for Fayetteville, after the hot start, they've cooled off a little bit. They're now back at 500 on the season, but there's ebbs and flows throughout the season, whether it be your pitching staff, offense, defense, doesn't really matter. Important thing is you try to get that consistency as the year goes on. I like the approach they had at the plate yesterday, and I think today if they have that same approach, they're going to be rewarded a lot more, and water's going to find its level for this Woodpeckers offense.
They had 10 hits in yesterday's game, and they still were unable to beat Down East. They nearly doubled them up in the hit column. Ryan Clifford, one of those guys that has continued to stay hot. 15 game on base streak coming into today, and he had himself a three-hit game yesterday. Zach Cole contributed a pair of RBIs. Jose Fleury only went 3 1/3. He gave up an early home run in the first inning, but that was all. His only hit surrendered in the game. He was able to bounce back afterwards, go into the fourth inning, and ultimately exit in the fourth before the bullpen took over. It was Aleem Bersanta on the mound that had the 5-3 lead, had those four walks, though, that cost him in the eighth and the five runs that come across and win Down East the game. So Down East at 8-8, Fayetteville at 8-8 coming into today. Fayetteville, who was at the top of the division for about the first 2 weeks of the year, now find themselves three games back of first and fourth place in the division. Columbia at 9-6, are a game and a half in front of Fayetteville. Myrtle Beach at two games back of first place, or one game in front of the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville at fourth, followed by Augusta and then Charleston. In the North Division, everybody, at least four of the five teams, five of the six teams, should say, within one game of each other. Carolina and Delmarva at the top of the division at 9-7. Lynchburg and Salem at 9-8 are a half game back. 8-8 Down East is one game back, and the Fredericksburg Nationals off the slowest start. They're 4-12 and five games out of first place. That is a look at the Carolina League standing picture entering this April 27, 2023. We'll step aside for a quick minute break, and on the other side, we have starting lineups for you. And first pitch coming up right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Welcome back inside of Segra Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show, and we are getting you ready for game three of our six-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks. Fayetteville behind in this series, 2-0. Down East has won each of these first two games. They won yesterday 8-5 with a come-from-behind eighth inning. They won the opener 8-1. And Fayetteville trying to grab a game in this series today with their left-hander Jose Nadal on the mound. No record, 2.38 ERA. He'll face his fellow southpaw in Dylan McLean, 1-0, 4.32 ERA. Let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineups. First for the visiting Down East Wood Ducks, the manager is Carlos Maldonado, and he'll lead off with Cam Collard, the shortstop. Tucker Mitchell, the DH, hits second, and Ian Muller hits third. He'll be behind the plate. Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder, hits cleanup. Miguel Villarreal, the first baseman, is fifth, followed by Yason Morabel, sixth. He is in right. Yosi Galan, the left fielder, is seventh. Later, Figueroa, eighth. He's at third. And rounding it out is Andres Mesa at second base and batting ninth. And again on the mound, Dylan McLean for the Down East Wood Ducks. Fayetteville's lineup and their starting nine have taken the diamond on this thirsty Thursday out at Segra Stadium. Gloomy skies above our head, but no rain at the moment. We'll send it down to field level now for the singing of the national anthem. And when we return, it's time for first pitch in Woodpeckers baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, say can you see by God's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out of the right field. Manzueta looking up. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter
in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Great to be with you on a Thursday night. Thirsty Thursday in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks, the Battle of the Birds. Game three of this six-game series. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, welcoming you back inside FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com on the MILB First Pitch app. Free to listen to our broadcast tonight, or you can watch in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.TV. Left-hander Jose Nadal on the mound today for Fayetteville. No record, 2.83 ERA. His fourth appearance and second start, 11 and a third total innings. He's given up three earned runs, seven walks, five strikeouts. Colin, his game isn't strikeout. It's more pitch to contact. Good slider for him. He's going to keep the defense behind him busy.
Yeah, it's ironic, too, because Fayetteville comes into today the Carolina League leader in strikeouts as a team approaching the 200 mark. Nadal doesn't have a lot of them, but still early in the season, he could always hone that in along with the pitch to contact, big-time ground ball pitcher. We'll see what he brings to the table tonight on this gloomy Thursday at Segra Stadium.
Yeah, it is cloudy and overcast above our heads. See if that plays a factor at all in the diamond. You see a couple of guys out there with the sleeves under the jersey. A little bit cold today. Slight breeze in the air with the cloud cover as well. So Jose Nadal facing right-hander Cam Colley to get our ball game started. And it's a first pitch fastball over the middle for strike one. Off we go. It is 65 degrees in Fayetteville. The high today was only 67 and mostly cloudy. Line drive served up the middle, and it's down for a base hit. Cam Colley leads it off with a single, and he has a base hit in all three games of this series. A good road trip so far that Colley's putting together. He's now out to a four-game hitting streak. Had a pair of hits on Tuesday. That was his first multi-hit game of the season. And a quick base runner for Jose Nadal to work with as Tucker Mitchell steps in. The right-handed hitting designated hitter. And the first pitch is inside for ball one. Fayetteville is in the whites today for our radio audience. A black cap with that Woodpecker head logo on the front of the cap. A white uniform, Woodpeckers in white across the chest. The black number with the nameplate on the back. A red embroider around the numbers and the letters. A black belt, white pant, black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and a Jose Nadal wears high black socks out on the mound with a contrasting white cleat. Here's the 1-0. Down and inside to the dirt. Two balls and no strikes on Tucker Mitchell. Down East has the black batting helmets on. They have their brown leaf camo jerseys, which say Wood Ducks in white cursive script across the chest, a white number on the back of that camo uniform. A black belt, gray pants, and an orange pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. Pitch from Nadal is chopped foul along the third base line past the manager, Carlos Maldonado, that works the third base coach's box. Tucker Mitchell enters today's game for the Down East Wood Ducks. Batting .429, not a qualifying average with the limited time so far as he goes down to a knee, pops the pitch straight back and out of play. He has driven in six and also scored six runs. Nadal working from the third base side of the rubber, and he steps off. I think he might have stepped off because of the train right there. He was getting set. Looks like he was ready to go, and the train blew its horn.
Pitch clock was down to three, so.
Makes sense, yeah. They would have done it as well. Slide step home. Here's a breaking ball. Pulled on a line to left center field, and it's down for a hit. John Garcia cuts it off, quickly throws on to the third baseman, Narbe Cruz. It's a single for Mitchell on a pitch that was left two up in the zone. Cam Colley to second, Mitchell to first. And it brings up Ian Muller, who's already hit a two-run home run in the first inning in a game this series. That was on Tuesday, so early trouble for Jose Nadal as Ian Muller steps in. Colin has the Fayetteville defense for you.
It's a nice job by John Garcia out in left field, barehanding it and getting it into third quickly. In center is Zach Cole, Ryan Clifford, the right fielder. Narbe Cruz at the hot corner, Leo's Danny Molina at short. Rolando Espinosa draws in the infield at second base. Over at first base, that is Luis Encarnacion and Sandro Gastón doing the catching for Jose Nodal.
Thanks, Colin. Jose Nodal pitching and missing inside to Ian Muller for a one ball, no strike count. Muller hitting .250 over his first 10 games, 9 hits and one home run that he hit this week in Fayetteville, as mentioned. 3 RBIs, 3 walks to 16 strikeouts. Swings and hits a fly to left center. Garcia and Cole sprinting into the gap. It's Cole, center fielder, cutting it off. His throw into third is off of the bag. Cam Colley slides in, and he's safe, tagging up. So Colley gets in there. That ball just deep enough to get him from second to third base. Tucker Mitchell holds it first. And it's a productive out for Ian Muller. Into one of the deeper parts of the park where the fence out there recedes to 368 and has a high wall in the cutout. Don't see too many home runs hit to that part of the park. And now it's Anthony Gutierrez, the center fielder and cleanup man. Jose Nadal, the lefty from Cuba, leans in, kicks, throws, and a first pitch slider, a good one, down and in. Gets a swing and miss.
Not a whole lot on down east regarding how they've hit southpaws this year. They've actually taken the fewest at-bats out of anybody as a team in the Carolina League with 54 ABs versus left-handed pitching. No home runs, 6 runs batted in. Here we go again.
And we've got a balk. Wow. Jose Nadal tried to come set and came to the plate, and they hit him with the balk, which will bring in the first run of the day. This is Michael Corbett working the bases, who called 3 balks in a single inning against Michael Knorr back on Tuesday. A pair of balks were called yesterday on Jose Fleury, and now Nadal has been hit with one. And that's how our game starts the scoring. 1-0 as Cam Colley comes in from third. Here's the pitch to Gutierrez, and it's down and inside. I mean, it has truly been the story of this series now, with balks in every game. Balks that are causing runs to come home. And it hasn't been one-sided. It's mostly been called on Fayetteville, but there was a balk that was called on Down East yesterday in one of their bullpen arms. Here's the pitch to Anthony Gutierrez. He swings and dribbles it foul along the third baseline.
Couldn't really tell from the replay exactly what prompted this one, but 6 balks called over the course of just over 2 games now against the Woodpeckers. It's got to be unprecedented.
Yeah. 1-2 pitch, pulled on a shallow fly to left. That'll get into the net, a foul ball for Gutierrez. Playing in his 14th game tonight. He's been a part of every game for Down East. 280 hitter. With 14 hits. And 50 at-bats, has a double, a home run, and 7 driven in on the year. Nadal peers in, and a slight nod of the head. Here's his kick and pitch, and a swing and a miss. He strikes out Gutierrez. First strikeout for Nadal, second out of the inning. And it'll bring up Miguel Villarreal.
Good bounce back. Always tough to get a strikeout after essentially giving up a free one with a balk. But Nadal keeps his head down. Talked about not a strikeout pitcher per se, but he can still get a breaking ball past someone with 2 strikes.
First pitch slider looped out of play right side by Villarreal. 0-1. He's hitting .238, playing in his 13th game of the season tonight. 10 base hits on the year. 3 are doubles. 1's a homer. And he has 7 driven in. Next pitch pulled on a hop foul left side. And Nadal gets ahead, 0-2. 1-0 down east in the early going on a balk that brought Cam Colley home from third. Advanced Tucker Mitchell down to second. He takes his lead. Second baseman Rolando Espinoza nowhere near the bag. Here's the pitch. High slider that's tipped foul back of home, and it's 0-2 still. Miguel Villarreal, the Venezuelan, signed internationally in 2019 with the Texas Rangers. And here's the kick and pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down and in. And Jose Nadal closes his first inning with back-to-back strikeouts. It started with consecutive singles. A balk brings home Colley, and it's 1-0 before Fanville grabs the bats tonight.
The best bird in the world, Bunker. Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Couple and Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's make some noise for Bunker! Hey, fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that winners is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Dylan McLean.
It tastes good like soul food.
Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 15, Ryan Clifford.
Ryan Clifford leads off the Fayetteville first inning. We are just underway here in downtown Fayetteville. Game 3 of this 6-game set, and the first pitch is inside from Dylan McLean to Clifford, 1-0. Clifford, the top hitter in this Fayetteville lineup, 364 over 15 games. Up and in, look out, it's 2-0. They call that first pitch a strike? It looked like it was inside. Board has it at 1-1. We'll get a clarification from home plate umpire Chris Janke. Pair of home runs for Clifford and 11 RBIs. Takes a slider down and away. His second home run of the year coming yesterday, a screaming line drive that got out to right in a blink. So it is 2-1. And here's the kick and pitch from the lefty McLean. And it's down and outside.
Really is a catch-22 to pitch to Ryan Clifford. You either end up putting him on with a walk, trying to stay away, especially as a lefty, or you come inside on him and risk getting burned with a line drive out to right field.
He stays off an outside slider, and it's a 5-pitch walk for Ryan Clifford to put him on and extend his on-base streak to 16 games beginning the season.
We've seen anyone command the zone at his age as well as Ryan Clifford has here in Fayetteville. Just wise beyond his years in the way he approaches hitting.
Narbe Cruz, first pitch swinging, lofts it foul down the right field line. McLean 1-0 with a 4.32 ERA. He's pitched in 3 games, but this is his first start. Had previously been coming out of the Down East bullpen. And as a reliever, 8 1/3 innings, he's given up 4 earned runs, 2 walks to 10 strikeouts. Here's a tapper to the third base side of the mound, and the play is called dead by home play man Chris Janke. I think it touch the foot of Cruz on its way out of the box.
He got him right on the guard, thankfully, so not a whole lot of damage done to Narbe's front foot.
McLean carrying a whip of 1.56. Opponents touching him up pretty good to start the year, batting 314 against the lefty. McLean, a 20-year-old, originally from the Portland, Oregon area, and went to Central Catholic High School out in Portland. The 0-2, down and inside. One ball, two strikes on Cruz, a fourth-round draft pick by the Texas Rangers out of Central Catholic. During that abbreviated five-round 2020 draft. Runner on the move to second. Clifford trying to steal. The pitch is up and outside, and there won't be a throw. Clifford dives in headlong to second and has a stolen base. Looked like a changeup outside and high, and it was a good one to run on.
Yeah, he got a great jump on top of that. On the lefty, it's really tough to be able to get that great of a secondary lead, but Clifford was off and running the second McLean came home.
And here's the pitch. Inside on Cruz and a little low as well. That'll fill the count up at 3-2.
Just the second steal for Clifford on the year.
Narbe Cruz, third best average on the team to start the year, 283 over 12 games. And now the payoff pitch. It's down and inside, and another walk. Back to back to begin the Fayetteville first inning. And there's two on with nobody out. And Zach Cole coming up. That is the 11th walk picked up by Narbe Cruz this season. And that'll tie him with Zach Cole for second on the team. Clifford leading everybody with his 17th walk of the year moments ago. So here's Cole, the top run producer on the team. 14 runs over, RBIs that is, over 15 games. And left on left, Cole swings, drives the first pitch to the opposite field. Yosi Gallant sprinting into the corner, gets to the line, and that ball hits off the sidewall. Ricochets back towards the left field fence in fair territory, but it's a foul ball. And Cole will retreat back to the box in a nothing and one count. Gives Colin a chance to give you a look at that down east defense, including Gallant out in left field.
Yep, Anthony Gutierrez in center, just to the left of him. Yason Morabel out in right. Glader Figueroa, the third baseman. Cam Colley at short. Andres Mesa, the second baseman. Miguel Villarreal is at first. Ian Moeller back in the lineup doing the catching for McLean.
First pitch slider, or a second pitch rather, to Cole. Spins down and outside. And it's 1-1. Zach Cole with his 14 RBIs has a pair of doubles and a team-high three home runs. The pitch, late swing into a fastball. 1-2 on Cole. On deck, John Garcia. Dari Lorenzo will hit fifth tonight, followed by the catcher, Sandro Gaston. Bottom three, Leo Molina, Luis Encarnacion, and Rolando Espinoza. McLean with a slight bend in the knee as he sets at the chest, kicks, fires. Cole, foul tips off of Moeller's glove for a foul ball to keep it at 1-2.
Cole this year, seen a little bit of left-handed pitching. Two hits and 16 at-bats. Nine strikeouts, trying to avoid number 10.
Nobody out, two on in the bottom of the first. Two-strike pitch again to Cole. That's a fastball that rings him up looking. No argument from Cole as he turns back to the dugout. Might have been looking for a breaking ball down in the count. Instead, it's the first out, first strikeout for McLean. Brings up John Garcia. The Woodpeckers are used to seeing this left-hander. McLean last year was with the Wood Ducks all season long. He pitched in 21 games, but this is the first time he has started a game for the Wood Ducks. John Garcia ready. And a chopper hit out to short. Cam Colley, the glove, goes to second to Mesa. Turn to first in time. And on one swing, John Garcia bounces into the 6-4-3 inning ender. So we head to the second inning. Down East puts a run on the board in the first, as they have done in all three games of this series, and they lead 1-0.
Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the second inning, the right fielder, number 11, Jason Marrowbell.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the top of the second inning, and Jose Nodal returns to the mound for the Peckers. His first pitch low to Jason Marrowbell. There's a slider, top of the strike zone, and it's 1-1. 1-0 down East on a balk from Nodal that brought Cam Cauley home from third. The 1-1. And that's a hard hit grounder towards the middle, and it'll squeeze through into center field. Jason Marrowbell, who's had his struggles at the plate this year, 4-39 to begin the season, was in danger of seeing his average fall below 100 on the year. Picks up a base hit, fifth of the season. They've all been singles for him. And Yosi Gallon coming up.
I think that's an out last year, Chappie, because they were shifted over as far as they could to the right side. The Woodpeckers' defense was.
Yeah.
Can't have that shortstop throw on the other side of the second base bag. It made all the difference.
First pitch sails. It's a high fastball. Screen brings it back to Gaston. He gets a throw down to second, but the tag is over the slide of Jason Marrowbell. And he'll come away with a advance on a wild pitch, but that net flies by the catcher. Gaston knew it was coming right back to him like one of those pitchbacks in your backyard, and he nearly turned it into a caught running. Yosi Gallon ready for the next pitch, and he cuts through a 1-0 slider.
The advantage of knowing that that's coming is a lot of opposing catchers will try to charge that ball, not expecting the bounce. Then all of a sudden you charge in, ball comes flying back right at you. It goes over your head towards the pitcher's mound.
Gallon swings, hits a fly down the left field line. Garcia sprinting over. He dives and it's by him. It'll get all the way to the base of the wall. They windmill Marrowbell around third. He'll score. Throw goes into third. Gallon slides and they tag him out trying for a triple. Down East adds on to make it 2-0 in the second. An RBI double for Yosi Gallon, but got a little greedy after he saw John Garcia miss that diving attempt. Yesterday it was Gallon making diving catches in left field. Garcia couldn't get that one, but a good job to keep with the play.
And you know what? He would have actually been safe, Chappie, if he didn't pull up halfway between second and third. He had a slight hesitation where he slowed down, decelerated. By the time he got back going, that ball beat him by a couple of steps at third.
First pitch in to Glader Figueroa. And a slider moved too far to the outside. It's 1-0. Next pitch. Fly ball along the left field line. Garcia sprinting over again, and that'll get foul. Boy, John Garcia, a catcher by trade who has the ability to play outfield. doesn't have to run that much when he's behind the plate.
And I know the stereotype with catchers is they don't usually look all that athletic. Not the case with John Garcia. You stand next to him down during batting practice, and he looks every part of being a professional athlete.
Later, Figueroa takes a fastball up high, and it's 2-1. Figueroa batting just 146 on the year, six hits, that is, and 41 ABs. Fouls went back into the screen. It's 2-2. Three of his six hits have gone for extra bases, pair of doubles and a home run. 2-2 pitch is just off of the outside. And Jose Nadal going to turn his numbers to the plate, walk towards the back of the mound, and then receive the baseball back. He thought he had strike three. Didn't get it from Chris Jahnke. So he'll have to work a full count. Here's the payoff, and a ground ball struck off the end of the bat towards second. Rolando Espinoza, the two-hand pickup, toss over to Encarnacion for out number two.
The silver lining to this start for Nadal, if you're in the Woodpeckers' dugout, is the fact that he's been far more efficient than the first two starts we've seen this season, this series. Andrew Taylor had to really struggle through his first inning of work. Same can be said for Jose Fleury. Set them back on pitch count. So Nadal's given up a couple of runs, but he hasn't had a whole lot of strikes or pitches outside the zone that have eaten away at his innings.
First pitch swinging, Andre Mesa rolls it to the left side. Cruz, the third baseman, cuts in front of Molina, throws him out across the diamond. And Jose Nadal makes quick work of the Wood Ducks after that RBI double from Yosi Gallon. But the Wood Ducks have scored a run in each of the first two innings. They lead 2-0 going to the bottom of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Woodpeckers, over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Damon Aubin. Congratulations, Damon. Cool as a fan.
I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Ducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
Dory Lorenzo leads off the bottom of the second inning, rolls the first pitch towards second base. The ground ball rolls up the arm of the second baseman, Mesa. He gloves it quickly, throws to first, where Villarreal's pulled off of the bag, and he drops the tag on Dari, crossing first base to get the out. What a crazy play on a shallow ground ball to second. Mesa nearly botched it for the air, fielding at least. Then he nearly had a throwing error, and Villarreal was able to make up for it. So Lorenzo is out on the acrobatic 4-3. Sandro Gastone attacking a first pitch fastball from Dylan McLean. And fouling it off, 0-1. Leo Molina will get the chance to hit in the inning as well. He's on deck. With the replay show, Colin.
That tag looked late. That's all I'm going to say.
The pitch to Gastone. And he muscles up again, fouls it to the plate. Sandro coming into today's game, batting .211. He has 12 hits on the year. Five of them have been doubles, and he's driven in eight. McLean's pitch is pulled on a line out to third, but right to Figueroa. He plucks it before it hits the dirt for out number two.
I feel like I've been saying it a lot in this series, but Woodpeckers have really just been snake-bitten as far as offense goes. Some good contact. But at the same time, you've got to give a lot of credit to the Wood Ducks. They have made the plays they have needed to make in the field.
Leo Molina flies the first one. A tailing drive down the right field line, and that'll get into the seats. Like he got a low and in fastball and was able to inside out it. Straighten it out a little bit more. Could have been trouble in that corner where it measures 325 feet. Leo Molina, the seven hitter, shortstop for the Woodpeckers today. Batting just 179 to begin the year and taking a strike. Nothing and two on Leo. Checks his swing on a slider down and in, and he went too far. So Molina strikes out on three pitches, and the Woodpeckers quickly go down in order. Third inning is next. It's 2-0 Wood Ducks.
Take it down to the stands with Doug for Peckers in the Park.
This is my very favorite thing to do, to learn about our friends and neighbors here. These are some of our dearest friends, some longtime season ticket holders. We're going to see if we can start a family feud. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a big one. This is a very controversial topic. Chick-fil-A, Bojangles, or Popeyes?
Don't look at
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, that's acceptable for most people. Okay. Homer Simpson or Fred Flintstone?
Fred.
Fred Flintstone. Okay, this is a big one. Wolfpack, Tar Heels, or Blue Devils?
Blue Devils.
Blue Devils. Whoa. I knew we'd get that reaction. All right. Would you rather be a Fayetteville Woodpecker or a Down East Wood Duck?
Woodpecker.
That's right. All right. You guys got to give me the loudest Go Peckers on three we've ever heard. Ready? One, two, three.
Go Peckers!
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Wood Ducks.
Top of the Down East order begins the top of the third. Wood Ducks have scored in each of the first two frames, and Jose Nodal trying to put up a scoreless inning. Now on the play-by-play for the third and the fourth, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
All right, thank you, Andrew Chapman. Cam Colley grew up 40 minutes outside of Houston, playing against the minor league affiliate of the Astros. 1-0 count on Colley, who singled the lead off the ball game. Jose Nodal misses inside with the fastball. Colley was born in Houston, went to Mont Bellevue High School, which is about 35, 40 minutes, depending on traffic, about 30 miles right off of Interstate 10 to the east, just north of Trinity Bay. And a pitch clock violation makes the count 3-0. And Nodal is beside himself on the mound. He can't believe it. Steps back onto the mound. It's 3-0. And ball four. Had to imagine the frustration wouldn't have allowed him to be able to get one over in the 5 seconds he took to process that pitch clock violation. A four-pitch walk, technically speaking, to Cam Colley to start this third inning.
Well, yeah, obviously he was a little bit confused as to what led to the violation and wanted an explanation, didn't get anything, and now you have to just make sure you go through your process, go through your proper set. After that, you shake it off with the way The boxman getting called. Oh, I think he just hit him.
Yeah, I think that breaking ball did get the foot, and it did. So Tucker Mitchell hit on the first pitch thrown to him. He heads on down to first, and early trouble in the third inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Two down East Wood Ducks on, and a dangerous Ian Moeller stepping in.
From the catcher, I'd go out to the mound here and talk to Nadal. It looked like he overthrew that fastball after the pitch clock violation, hit the batter on the next pitch just to make sure he's good and calm down, but hopefully he can focus in here.
Moeller flew out to center his first time up, takes ball one inside. And for Nadal, he was really able to hone in his control after a bit of a rocky start to his professional debut as far as walks go. Moeller, fouls went off to the right towards Hay Street. Back in 2019, the Dominican Summer League Astros, in 13 games, he walked 31 batters compared to just 42 strikeouts. That whip over 160. Zeroed that in a little bit now. 145 coming into tonight. 1-2 on Moeller. Nadal with the four-pitch mix, the fastball, the 12-6 curveball, a slider, as well as a changeup. Working with runners on base from the stretch, and Moeller stays alive with another foul ball to the right. First inning home run to open up the series for Ian Moeller. This is the first hit surrendered by Andrew Taylor against a right-hander this season in his third appearance. Moeller with a big swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it is strikeout number three for Nadal. Big one bouncing back after the early walk and hit by pitch here in the third. Cleanup man Anthony Gutierrez will try to better what he did his first time up. He was the first strikeout victim of the ball game.
It's been a little bit of an odd night because we haven't seen a ground ball hit to an infielder yet for Nadal. With his pitch arsenal, though, he always has that chance to get out of these spots with a force in any base.
18-year-old Gutierrez fouls one off to the left. Batting average at .275 for him. Driven in seven runs. Pitch. Inside out swing, and it falls quickly into right field in front of Clifford for a hit. Clifford comes up throwing. Play at the plate. The ball gets away from Gaston. It gets through Nadal, and both runners still on the base paths move up 90 feet. So it'll officially be an RBI single for Anthony Gutierrez, and the lead grows to three for Down East, 3-0 Wood Ducks. Didn't get a whole lot of that ball, it just kept sinking in front of Clifford. Now Miguel Villarroel will have a chance to add to this lead, the infield in for Fayetteville. Down East has just gotten timely hitting all series long. Villarroel gets the 12-6 curve, and he's out in front. So it's Tucker Mitchell over at third, and Gutierrez now at second base on the throwing error. It's a called strike on the outside corner. No error actually on the board just yet, so they might just call it on the throw, but did get away from two separate defenders. So we'll see if one does get added. Breaking ball, fouled off. Another two-strike count. Nadal came into tonight with a 2.83 ERA. It is now creeping up towards 4, 3.95 now on the season. They do, in fact, give Clifford a throwing error, so E9 on the play allows both runners to move up into scoring position. 1-2. It's been kind of a theme in this series. Fayetteville has just fallen behind in these early innings. They were able to claw themselves out of it yesterday, but late surge from down east proved to be the difference maker as Villarroel went around on the check swing, and another strikeout for Nodal. Picks up his fourth strikeout. That's his high on the season. In fact, doubles the most he had before. He had two separate outings in which he struck out a pair. At the very least, you're the Fayetteville Woodpeckers pitching coach, and Zach Wilkins, you're happy to see that strikeout pitch very effective in the early going. Batter is Yason Morabel, and Gaston forced to stop one in the dirt.
Villarreal, a guy that Nadal has gotten twice now. Now he goes up against Morabel and Gallan, who's on deck, who got hits off him first time around. Let's see if he can win the battle this time.
Morabel had a leadoff single last inning. Takes a close fastball just outside. Both teams at 8-8 coming into today's ballgame. 2-0. Upstairs, 3-0. Both teams also coming off of tough series last week. Downey struggling mightily against the Carolina Mudcats, and Fayetteville only able to grab a pair of wins over six games in Columbia. 3-0 pitch misses down and away, and that is ball four. That'll load the bases. Nodal has issued his second walk. He has also hit a batter, and all three of those have come in this inning. So they're loaded for the dangerous Yosi Gallan. He's two home runs on the season, but he had 20 of them last year. And he can break this one wide open with one swing. Ball one downstairs. Nodal, in that six-inning start he had on the 15th against Fredericksburg, threw 71 pitches. He's at 51 with two outs in the third. Gallan had to be sitting fastball. He was fooled badly. Wood Ducks had five hits in the entire game last night in the 8-5 win. They've got five hits already, and we're still in the third. Gallan uncorks a pop-up right side. Gaston, it hits his mitt and pops out, and it'll be a foul ball. I think the wind blew that one to the left late. Gaston had it pop right out. Luis Encarnacion was coming over, couldn't catch it on the ricochet, and new life at the plate for Gallan.
Yeah, Encarnacion tried to stay in that play, but didn't want to obstruct Gaston, so he kind of pulled off at the last second, saw it pop out of the meat. Give him credit for trying to dive and barehand it. Would have been a heck of a play, just missed it.
1-2 in the dirt. We saw a similar situation in the previous homestand game against Fredericksburg, a pop-up right by the on-deck circle. Gaston went over and ran into Narbe Cruz, who was the first baseman. Cruz made the catch, but Gaston was shaken up on the play. Both players, though, would remain in the ballgame. It can be very tricky. Pitch inside, full count. And no, actually, he went. Yosi Gallan swung the bat. I'm very surprised by that. I don't think his wrist broke the plane, but a gift for Jose Nadal as he gets out of the inning and gets out of the bases loaded jam. However, Down East has scored in each of the first three innings. They lead 3-0 after 2.5 from Segre.
Doug, take it away.
Thank you, sir. I'm here with Samir. Samir, how old are you?
11.
Where do you go to school?
A.E. Miller.
Do you play baseball?
Yes.
What position?
Second base.
You know how to play cornhole?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right, you got three shots at it, buddy. Bunch of prizes on the board. Take your time. Go for it. Here's one. Looks like we got T-shirt. Two more. Two T-shirts. We're going to run out of T-shirts. And a hat. Samir, you got, look at this. Two T-shirts and a hat off a cornhole. You got to do me a favor. Look in that camera right there. Give me a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Woodducks, Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion digs in for the first time tonight. Take a crack at Dylan McLean, who has gone through two scoreless innings, has not given up a hit, and has gotten a pair of strikeouts along with a pair of walks. First pitch misses outside on Encarnacion, hitting 192 in limited at-bats so far since joining Fayetteville ahead of last week's series against Columbia. He's driven in a pair of runs, five hits total for Luis. And that one struck well out to left field, chasing Gallon back. He's at the warning track and reaches up and makes the catch for a long out number one. And Encarnacion had the wind at the back of that ball, but just ran out of oomph, and needed a couple more feet. So one away in Espinosa will bat.
We like to see Encarnacion get a little bit of launch on the ball, some air underneath it. A lot of his base hits so far since he got added to the roster last week, you've come on the ground, the low liners. Keep lofting him like that, you'll get a couple to clear the wall at Segra.
Here is Rolando Espinosa, 243 on the year. He's also looking for his first home run. Takes a strike, 1-1. Does have five doubles, though, so over half of his hits, nine total, have been two baggers. Late swing, and McLean ahead in the count, 1-2. Dylan McLean out of Central Catholic High School in Portland, Oregon. Came the fourth player ever drafted out of Central Catholic. First since 2012, Lucas Hunter, taken in the ninth round by the Miami Marlins. Espinosa takes a close one outside. One lone player making it to the major leagues out of Central Catholic. That was Ron Lolich. Lined in. Trapped on a bounce. The throw across by Figueroa is in time. Thought he might have caught it for a second, but he recovered quickly. That ball was hit hard by Espinosa. Another example of fine defense played by Down East in this series. And Dylan McLean, all of a sudden, he's retired now, eight in a row. Shaking off those two walks well, but now he'll have to face the first guy he walked to begin his outing, Ryan Clifford. Takes ball one.
Kept his pitch count low, two. He got that double play in the first, and then a very quick 1-2-3 second. Only 33 pitches.
The 1-0. Clifford takes a strike. Ron Lolich, by the way, the cousin of Mickey Lolich. 200-game winner in Major League Baseball. A longtime Detroit Tiger in the 60s and 70s. McLean with the 1-2. And it's called strike three on the inside corner. Clifford, not a fan of that call. And the side is quickly retired again. Dylan McLean is in the zone here at Segra Stadium. Downey's 3, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler and courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Go ahead and shake those tumblers. Shake them, shake them. Come on, shake them. That's it. Shake those tumblers. Fans, don't forget our field crew looked. Wait a minute. Are they in new jackets? Oh, don't our field crew look great in these Pecker jackets? Well, you can grab one of your very own if you stop by the Bird's Nest Team Store. Let's hear it for our ground crew. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jose Nodal. You know that you are. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Wood Ducks, the third baseman, number 8, Clinger Figueredo.
On to the fourth inning here at Segra Stadium. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. Happy to join you on this Thirsty Thursday at Segra Stadium, downtown Fayetteville. Jose Nodal back on the mound. 1-0 count on Glader Figueroa, a lefty. Misses outside to the southpaw Figueroa. Glader's first time up, bounced out to second. From the windup, the pitch, late swing, and it's fouled out towards the Wood Ducks dugout. Down east in the, right in the thick of things in the north right now, in the Carolina League, division is as tight as can be. Carolina and Delmarva tied atop at 9-7. Nadal misses high with the curve, 3-1. And then right behind those two at 9-8, with one more game played, is Lynchburg and Salem. They are half a game back. 3-1 is low, and once again the leadoff man is on. In all four innings, Down East has put the leadoff man on base. So Figueroa, drawing the walk, heads on down. Seen a lot of walks in this series by the Fayetteville pitching staff that was stout in the opening homestand. Ran into some trouble in Columbia, and so far this has certainly been their biggest struggle of a series in the 2023 season. Andres Mesa batting from the right side. He grounded out his first time up as well. Nodal with the first pitch. Misses in tight. But Down East at 8-8, one game back of Carolina and Delmarva, so they're hoping for a loss from both of them and to hang on here tonight, get a share of the top spot as the fight for the first half title continues. 2-0. Meanwhile, Fayetteville now fourth in the South Division, three games back of the red-hot Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have won 8 of their last 10. and a game and a half clear of the rest of the field in the South. Ryan Clifford camped underneath one in right field, makes the catch for the first out. Figueroa retreats to first. And for the third time tonight, Cam Colley will bat. Colley has reached base twice and he scored twice. A single in the first, a walk last inning. O'Dell with a long look in, comes set with five on the pitch clock and delivers. And Colley sends one into center field this time. Zach Cole sizing it up, two away. So Nadal, for the first time this game, despite giving up the leadoff man in all four, he has responded by getting the next two guys out. In that second inning, he gave up a double following the leadoff single from Yason Morabell. And then last inning, the hit-by-pitch after Colley reached on a single. Tucker Mitchell takes ball one. He has also reached base twice. Mitchell out of IMG Academy in Florida. It's one hard on the ground to short. Waiting on it, Molina. Throws to second, and the inning is over. So Jose Nadal, recovering after the leadoff walk, pitches a clean top of the fourth inning. Fayetteville looks to get the bats going in the bottom half. 3-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the 10th annual Day of Hope in partnership with Pink Ink Tattoo. Day of Hope is a celebration of breast cancer survivors, a remembrance for those who have passed, and an educational opportunity for the community. This event is free and will feature live survivor stories, a raffle, limited edition Woodpeckers apparel, makeup, and face painting, and a whole lot more. Second annual Jackie Robinson Showcase is returning to Segra Stadium on Friday, May 5th. Six local Title I high school baseball teams will face off with games starting at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. Westover will play Hoke County at 1 p.m. E.E. Smith will play Fairmont at 4 p.m. And Douglas Byrd will play Red Springs at 7 p.m. Scan the QR code to now reserve your free tickets to the event.
Back on the mound, Tyler McLean.
Narbe Cruz will look to provide a spark to the Fayetteville offense. They trail 3-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Back on the mound is Dylan McLean, left-hander from Portland, Oregon. Starts off with a fastball, catches the outside part of the plate. Narbe drew a walk in his first plate appearance. Count now 1-1. Thirty-ninth pitch for McLean. Softly hit to third, fielded on a hop by Figueroa, rushes the throw, and it beats Cruz to the bag. Another quick first out for McLean, who has been on cruise control ever since the back-to-back walks to begin his outing. Including the double play ball that he got John Garcia to ground into. He has retired 10 straight. Zach Cole swings at the first pitch, high in the air out to left field. Yosi Gallan makes the catch. The Woodpeckers, again, putting the balls in play. McLean has three strikeouts, but just haven't been able to barrel up anything from the Down East pitching staff throughout this series. The exception, of course, being yesterday. They were held without basically anything in Tuesday's matchup. John Garcia takes a strike on the outside part of the plate. Whatever they did hit yesterday, oftentimes is right at a wood duck in the outfield. Check swing by Garcia, and he holds up. Clean gets the sign, starts his windup. 1-1. Foul tipped. That one caught the umpire. Chris Janke will walk it off and deliver the ball to McLean himself. Today,
Chris did a pretty good job there being a champ and shaking that one off.
Yeah.
You could tell he was he was holding it down, but toughed it out, continued to do his job, and that plate's already pretty clean, but he'll take a moment just to give him an extra second.
Got to have nerves of steel to stand behind the plate with 90-mile-an-hour fastballs going right at your face. It is 1-2 on Garcia. Sailed high. Today across baseball is Babe Ruth Day, originated back on April 27th, 1947. Later stages of Babe Ruth's life, he was celebrated all throughout the sport. Every ballpark honoring him that day. He spoke in front of 60,000 people at Old Yankee Stadium. Sultan of SWAT, of course, has his roots down here in Fayetteville as well. Breaking ball in tight. Count is now full. Hit his first professional home run in the city back in 1914. Coming up on 110 years ago. Payoff pitch, Garcia puts a charge into one out to right field, but not deep enough to clear the fence. Jason Morabel tracks it down. And it is a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Dylan McLean. He has retired the side in order. Three straight innings. Fayetteville trails 3-0 as we go to the fifth from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy.
Hey.
She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out!
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 29, Walker Brockhouse. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Wood Ducks, the catcher, number 35, Ian Moeller.
On to the fifth in downtown Fayetteville. Jose Nodal's night is over after four innings. Gave up three earned runs. His team trails 3-0. Top of the fifth. On the mound is Walker Brockhouse, the right-hander. And on the play-by-play, I'm pretty sure you're a right-hander, voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Yeah, only when I throw a frisbee. That's the only thing I do with my left, oddly enough. Lefty with the frisbee, righty everything else. Here's the pitch. And a fastball strike. Rather, that's the slider there from Brockhouse to begin the at-bat to Ian Muller. 1-0 record for Brockhouse, 4.15 ERA. His fifth appearance out of the bullpen this season. Muller swings at another off-speed. Looked like the changeup. And it is nothing and two. Four and a third innings. He's given up two earned runs, three walks, and seven strikeouts this season. Carries a whip of 0.92, and he's holding an opponent's to just a .77 batting average. 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt, and it kicks to the backstop. So 1-2 on Ian Muller. Quiet tonight, 0-2, but he did connect for a two-run home run into the left field bullpen back on Tuesday. That was in his first at-bat of this series on the road. The 1-2 pitch. A grounder pulled out towards shortstop. Two hops and into the glove of Leo Molina. His throw to first in time to get Muller for the first out of the fifth inning. We'll bring up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a swinging strikeout. He added on to the down east lead, made it 3-0 in the third with that single, drove home Cam Colley. An upright stance, he wiggles that bat above the right shoulder. First pitch slider from Brockhouse, and it's down and outside. 1-0 on Gutierrez. Brockhouse in his third season with Fayetteville, with some time up at the high A ranks. Asheville Tourist, five games last year in relief. Back to Fayetteville for his 2023. The pitch is a strike, a changeup on the inside corner. 1-1. Recently turned 24 back in February, and I'm sure you've heard his story a time or two if you've tuned into this broadcast at a Memphis University. 1-1, one strike pitch. It's a fastball that runs outside. He just flashed a 96 on the stadium radar gun. It's a touch hot here at the park, but it's probably in the 94 territory, close to 95. So good life on that fastball as he falls behind 2-1. Upright set at the chest. His pitch, a slider low and away, 3-1.
A few big names actually coming out of University of Memphis. Dan Ugla, he was a Braves fan, Chappie,
okay,
of course,
yeah,
remember him.
Yeah.
And then the late Tim McCarver from the University of Memphis, born and raised in Memphis. Of course, Tim passing away in February.
3-1. There's a strike to fill the count on Gutierrez.
Great career as a player, 21 seasons in Major League Baseball, and of course his time as a color commentator for Fox.
Yeah, great booths with Bob Costas, Joe Buck during his broadcast days. 3-2 payoff outside, and Brockhouse walks Gutierrez. Looks like he offered up a two-seam fastball. And it's Miguel Villarreal coming to the plate. Brockhouse last pitched for Fayetteville in Columbia. That was on Friday night. And he went an inning and a third and gave up a pair of runs. It was the first runs he had allowed all year. Walked two, struck out one. Peers over that left shoulder. First pitch is a slider that gets by Gaston. Ricochets back from the net. And a one-hopping throw to second is not in time. Gutierrez will get down there on a wild pitch. So down east puts another runner in scoring position. That's something they failed to do for the first time in the fourth inning. They started this game by scoring a run in each of the first three innings. They're up 3-0. Out hitting Fayetteville tonight, 5-0. Villarreal, pair of strikeouts ahead, 1-0. Pitch comes in and it misses downstairs. The slider, 2-0, that is.
Including the walk now from Gutierrez. Down East has drawn 22 walks already in this series.
Yeah, I had a lot of them yesterday, 10 in yesterday's game. And, of course, those four in the eighth inning that helped them come from behind. when they were trailing 5-3. The 2-0 pitch, a bluff steal down at second. Gastone pops out of the crouch, but will just look the runner back. Brockhaus overcooked the fastball a bit, and it's 3-0. So Villarreal trying to get on base for the first time after his slow start to the day. Second baseman Espinoza shading towards the bag. Encarnacion off of that first baseline. Brockhaus delivers a changeup, and it's a strike on the inside corner. 3-1. Chest high set. The left leg kick, the pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball that pulls Espinoza away from second. He'll field, look to third. Runner's going to make it, so he'll go to first. They retire Villarreal and advance Gutierrez down to third base. He'll take that second out if you're Brockhaus, and now try and get out of the inning facing Yason Morabel, the sixth hitter, who's reached in both of his plate appearances. He has walked and singled.
You'll certainly take that, especially with a 3-0 count previously in that at-bat, battling back and getting a second out any way you can.
Big lead off of third for Gutierrez, almost walking halfway down that third baseline. Let's see if Narbe Cruz starts to hang out a little bit closer to the bag, and Narbe Cruz will give him his space. First pitch missed up high to Morabel, the left-handed hitter. Molina towards the middle, right side has Encarnacion guarding the line. He swings and lines it right to Espinoza, spears it at the chest, and that'll end the inning. So positioned perfectly on that right side of the diamond. Morabel strikes it hard, but right to the second baseman, and the inning's over. Man left at third, and it's Wood Ducks. 3-0 on top halfway through it tonight.
Double play Doug is down on the field with our racers.
It's time for the other great American pastime besides baseball. It's the pony race. All right, racing for all womankind and girl power everywhere. It's faith. Racing for all mankind and all men everywhere, it's Jensen, two best friends. All right, guys, this is it for world domination. You ready? In 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, it looks like girl power's got it tonight. Girl power's got it tonight. Hey, Bunker, come closer. So far, come on, let them hear it. Turn around! Turn around! Oh, Jensen's taking the lead! It's Jensen! Come on, Faith! Come on, Faith! Come on, Jensen! You're so close! You're so close! It's Jensen for all mankind! Come here, guys. Come here, Jensen. Look at that camera right there. Come here. Come here. Give me a big go, Peckers, right there in that camera. 1, 2, 3.
Go, Peckers!
That's right.
Back on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Dylan McLean. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 16, Dory Lopez.
Wood Ducks lead 3-0 in the home fifth inning. Game three of this series, Dory Lorenzo leads it off against left-hander Dylan McLean. He's gone hitless through four, and his first pitch is a fastball strike. The Woodpeckers switch hitter. Lorenzo DHing today, 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. And the pitch is called strike on the outside. You know, it's funny, sometimes I just forget that Dari Lorenzo is a switch hitter because there's really not a ton of left-handed pitchers across this whole league. Pedro pops it out of play. The Woodpeckers have had points in the last few years where they don't have a left-handed pitcher on the roster. Little draft image pops up on the video board out in left center field, indicating that the Carolina Panthers have selected Bryce Young with the first overall pick of the NFL draft. Hope you got that on in the living room alongside us on the radio.
only a couple of hours outside of Charlotte, so a lot of Panthers fans in this area.
This is Panthers country for sure. A chopper hit foul, and that had been the story around local sports talk radio in this area for the last couple of weeks after the Panthers traded up in the draft to go to number one, knew they had their quarterback of the future planned out. One ball, two strike pitch, and Lorenzo flies one foul onto the right field concourse. Dylan McLean has struck out three, walked two, but hasn't given up a walk since he faced Clifford and Cruz back-to-back to start the game. One ball, two-strike pitch. Up and outside. Might have just taken him a moment to get acclimated to a new mound, and he's been locked in with the control and the command ever since that first inning and those walks. He winds, kicks, and pitches, and he nearly hit Lorenzo with an inside slider. It dove towards his back right foot. Dari was hitting from the left side yesterday. Came up with a base hit on the day. And here comes the 3-2. He swings and spoils back a fastball. Keep it full count.
And McLean, not a flamethrower by any stretch. He's got that fastball that's in the high 80s, low 90s, and yet his off-speed so deceptive that it has guys late on it.
Down and in to Lorenzo, and he draws a leadoff walk. First time Fayetteville's put the leadoff man on since that first inning. And it'll bring up Sandro Gaston, so he'll get a chance to take some swings for a second time. 0 for 1, he hit a line drive hard right to the third baseman, Figueroa, back in the second. McLean peering over to first, checking Dari Lorenzo. First pitch to Gaston is a changeup low and outside.
You talk about the streak that Clifford has had to start the year, reaching in 16 straight. Dari Lorenzo now has reached in all 11 games he has played so far, the third longest on-base streak to start the year behind Clifford and Tyler Whitaker.
Hanging breaking ball is hoisted out into right center. Morabell sprinting to his right, cuts it off in the alley for round number one. Pretty hittable pitch there that was left over the middle of the plate about thigh high, and Gaston was just a little late getting to it and slightly underneath it. Didn't quite get the barrel on it. Leo Stanley Molina now. And here's the first pitch to him. Holds the hands on a pitch down and inside for ball one. Molina is playing in his 128th game tonight for Fayetteville. And that's right near the top five. Can't give you a specific number at the moment without looking into the record, but top five in terms of most games played in a Fayetteville uniform all time. He spends another month or two here, and he might be towards the all-time record. Look over to first. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and a tapper foul left side. Of course, Tyler Whitaker has been with Leo about the same amount of time all of last year and the start of this year. Whitaker nursing a head injury right now after getting hit in Columbia. So Leo has a few more all-time games than Whitaker to this stage. And a ground ball to the right side. It hits the runner. And we just saw this the other day. Dari Lorenzo gets hit on the foot. This happened to Ryan Clifford the other day with Rolando Espinoza running between second and third. And that'll go down as a runner interference and a single on Molina.
Break for Molina. Hit that one right through the right side of the infield and ultimately just didn't end up getting through. Crazy that that's happened in two games so far this season.
Back-to-back games, you don't see it a lot. So Luis Encarnacion, the new hitter into the right side. Short lead off of first for Dari Lorenzo, for Leo Molina. And here's the pitch from McLean, swing and a miss by Encarnacion. So that that official ruling there, too, as well, talk about an odd way to break up a no-hit bid. That'll be the first single, first base hit of the night for Fayetteville for Leo Molina on the runner's interference. And the pitch to Encarnacion. He swings and hits a deep fly out into left. Gallon looking back at it. It is gone. Luis Encarnacion does put it out of the bullpen this time. He found the warning track last time around. Now it's gone for his first of the year, and it's a one-run game. 3-2 in the fifth.
Someone better get that baseball out of the bullpen and get it to Luis Encarnacion. Big-time drive out to left field. Mentioned earlier when he flew out to the deepest part of the park before Chappie, that he's starting to show that launch angle, really get underneath the baseball, get that bottom half. Right now that hit runner in Lorenzo looms pretty large. Would have been a three-run home run had that ball ended up in right field, but I'm sure Fayetteville will still take that big-time shot in the arm.
Rolando Espinoza now taking a pitch down and inside that gets to the backstop 1-0. Boy, this game tonight has a very similar trajectory to that of yesterday's. Fayetteville trailed 3-0, and it was the Ryan Clifford two-run home run that helped wake up the offense. The slider cut on and missed by Espinoza, and it's 1-1. Woodpeckers eventually scored 5 unanswered before that 5-run down east eighth inning that won in 1-1. Inside, that almost got Espinoza. Fastball sprinting towards his back foot. And it'll go to 2-1. On the Fayetteville nine-hitter. The draft graphic going up on the video board, and C.J. Stroud is now a Houston Texan, the Ohio State quarterback, drafted with the number 2 overall pick. As most expected, I think, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud to go in that order, and now it feels like the draft really starts.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-1. A slider. Wraps around the outside corner, just missed.
You got a team in Arizona that was rumored to trade their pick at number 3 on the clock. Maybe we still
well,
see
right.
that. Maybe they end up going with one of the big defensive players in the draft. Now the fun really starts.
Here's the 3-2 payoff. Down and inside, ball 4 on Espinoza. And it brings up Ryan Clifford now, but first we'll have a meeting on the mound, and this is the manager, Carlos Maldonado, that is working his way out there. We mentioned how Dylan McLean, after being a reliever for all of last season and this season, making his first start tonight, so it was unlikely that they were going to stretch him too far. He makes it all the way in the fifth inning, 4 2/3 before giving up the 2-run home run. And a walk ends his night. Ryan Clifford will face a new down east right-hander. We'll tell you about him when we come back. 3-2 Fayetteville trails.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Fans, this Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 25, Damian Mendoza.
Close the door and don't forget what I told you.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 15, Ryan Clifford.
Ryan Clifford will face a new down east right-hander. Damian Mendoza takes over out of the bullpen. Dylan McLean goes 4 2/3. Now Mendoza faces Clifford, representing the go-ahead run. First pitch slider falls into the zone for strike one. Mendoza, no record, no ERA, has not surrendered a run over five innings. He's given up 3 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Been an effective middle inning guy for down east this year. Big lead off of first. Clifford swings and misses. I mean, Espinoza had a huge lead off of first base there. He was off the bag beyond the little carve out of the grass and then some. You got to be careful here, and if you are going to take that big of a lead, you might as well just go. This time he shortens it up a little bit, and here comes the pitch. Down to the dirt, gets through the catcher, kicks away from the umpire, and Espinoza will stride down to second base.
That's a huge 90 feet, two away. Espinoza will be going on contact, and you've got a guy in Ryan Clifford hitting well over 300 on the season, base hit to the outfield, and you're looking at a tie game if you're the Woodpeckers.
Clifford has drawn a walk and struck out today. The walk extended his on-base streak to begin the season to 16 games. The one ball, two strike pitch. Espinoza moving to third, high fastball. And he comes up with a stolen base. There was nobody over at third. Figueroa is leaving the bag wide open. Woodpeckers will still need a base hit of some kind to bring the runner home from third, or perhaps a wild pitch. Mendoza ahead, 1-2. Pitch to Clifford, and this is a high chopper towards the second base bag. Colley waits for it to come to him. Fields directly on top of second and throws to first to get the out and end the inning. But Fayetteville does damage to the deficit. Two-run home run by Luis Encarnacion. His first with Fayetteville. And it's 3-2 through 5. The Wood Ducks on top on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 17, Nick Swanson.
And the rain, it just keeps coming. My mind is everywhere but home.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Wood Ducks, the left fielder, number 28, Yossi Galan.
Yossi Galan steps into the right side and begins the top of the sixth inning. Nick Swanson is the new Fayetteville right-hander after Brockhaus pitches the fifth. It'll be Swanson for the sixth and beyond. First pitch down and outside. Here comes the 1-0. And Galan swings through a changeup. 1-1. Swanson, Jose Nadal, those are the two guys that are tandem together. That's kind of how the Fayetteville pitching rotation works. Two guys, they alternate starting relief work, and those guys stick together on the same days. 1-1 is a pitch home and a strike. 1 and 2.
How about the Texans trading up? They get the second pick and the third pick.
Oh, and the third. Wow, okay. So there's all sorts of drama going on in the draft. It's a big 1-2 there as Gallon swings and misses on the 1-2. Strike three, and Nick Swanson starts his night with a K.
That's great to see. Swanson, kind of like the first two starters we've had in this series, at times has struggled with that command, keeping that pitch count down. No better way to start out an outing than with a punch out. Really love to see that out of Nick.
Well, it's Glader Figueroa. And the pitch was inside on him, rather called a strike on the inside. Next one home is down low. So Nick Swanson comes in 1-1, 4.35 ERA. This will be his fourth appearance and second in relief. 10 1/3 total innings. He's given up 5 earned runs, 7 walks, 16 strikeouts. Pitch home is just outside. It's good to see his strikeout rate this year a little higher than it was even a season ago. He had 93 strikeouts over 83 innings. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses downstairs at 92, and it's 3-1 on Figueroa, who has grounded out to second base and also reached on a walk. 3-2 down east, a two-run home run from Luis Encarnacion, putting some life into Fayetteville. 3-1 pitch. Off the end of the bat, sidewinding liner that'll tuck down inside of the shallow left field line. Narbe Cruz hustles all the way out onto the extended warning track to bring it in, fire over to second, and hold Figueroa to a single. What an odd base hit. Off the end of the bat, it was side spinning to the left and then just barely got over the head of Cruz. And it hits a hit.
Some great hustle, though, by Narbe to prevent that from being extra bases. There was nobody down that line. It was a long run for the left fielder out there, Garcia. So having to run that down and turn and fire it back into second, good job keeping Figueroa at just one base.
Andres Mesa, the batter. And he chases a slider down and away for strike one. Mesa has grounded out to third. He's flied out to right today. Top of the order in Cam Colley looms on deck. And here's a hard hit grounder foul along the third base side, and it'll go to 0-2. Last time out on the mound in Columbia, Nick Swanson surpassed the 100 innings mark in his minor league career. He enters tonight with 101 1/3 total innings of work. 93 of them have come with the Woodpeckers. And sometime here in the next couple of outings, he'll touch the century mark for Fayetteville. And do we have another balk here? I totally missed this one,
yeah.
Colin. Do we have another balk here?
I think so.
Figueroa has been pushed down to second base, and I was watching the foul ball that was yanked by Mesa.
And Ricky just can't believe it at this point.
Ricky's...
Nor can I, really.
Yeah, it's shocking how many balks have been called on pretty much every Fayetteville pitcher that has gone out there. A slider outside, and Nadal got called for one. That was in the first inning. It was a significant one with runners on the corners, allowed a run to come home. And then Figueroa... Or Swanson now in his first inning of work. A look to second, the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. And it's fouled back into the screen.
And the thing is, Chappie, these haven't been, oftentimes as broadcasters, we're able to tell right away when there's a balk. We saw one earlier in this series, in fact, that was very evidently a balk. These have been very subtle, very.
We're still kind of left guessing as to whether it's something with the hands, the set, or the feet. And here's a deep drive out into left center field, sprinting over Garcia. And he makes the grab for out number two. Well struck by Mesa. And that'll get it to the top of the order for Cam Colley. And again, yeah, Ricky Rivera hasn't been able to argue it much or leave his stairwell. But for Swanson, He just focuses on the hitter, gets the out. Now Cam Colley, fourth time through the Wood Ducks order. And here comes the offering. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it'll start Colley 0-1. And the surprising thing about the box is it hasn't been just against one pitcher. I mean, it's been multiple guys now every game of this series. And it wasn't an issue for all these guys their first, second times out there on the mound to start the season. Here's the no ball, one strike pitch. And obviously there's a little bit of variation to the umpiring crews. Every umpire's strike zone is different. Every umpire might be more hypercritical of what is a set, what is not a set. There's obviously a certain guideline and rule that they look for. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's a chopper left side. And I guess that's the best way I can describe all the balk calls that we've seen in this series, is that this umpiring crew is hypercritical in terms of what they look for and how they want a pitcher to come together. More so than any other crew we've seen.
You also, I feel like there's generally probably been more leniency with the pitch clock with balks, because pitchers have to be cognizant of a lot of things nowadays.
Swing and a line drive push to the right side. It'll hit off a stadium pole and go for a foul ball to Cam Colley. Cam's had a solid night, single and a walk. Has also scored each time he's reached, and he's flied out to center, so officially 1-for-2. Has a base hit in every game of this series. Four-game hit streak that he's been working on since last week. 0-2 pitch. Colley fouls a high fastball straight back, and it'll stay nothing and two. Cam Colley now in his 20-year-old season, spent all of last year with Down East, 76 games. Batted 209 with a pair of home runs and 21 driven in. Pro career started in 2021 out in the Arizona Complex League. No ball, two strike challenge once again, and this time Swanson gets him. An inside changeup. Colley swings through, and it's a pair of strikeouts and a scoreless sixth for Nick Swanson. And our one-run game goes to the home half of the inning. 3-2 Fayetteville trailing when we come back.
Hey, are you looking for a new hairstyle? We've got you covered with the Sports Clips Hair Cam. This Wood Ducks pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Wood Ducks, number 24, Jose Corniel. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the Fayetteville PWC power hitter of the game, the third baseman, number 3, Narbe Cruz.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2. The Wood Ducks lead this ball game, and Narbe Cruz leads it off. First pitch from new right-hander Jose Corniel is down and away for ball one. Corniel, a guy we saw plenty of last year. He pitched in 22 games for the Wood Ducks, started four, had a 5.45 ERA, and that's right around where he is entering 2023 in this game. 0-1, 5.73 ERA. Line kick pitch, and a swing and a miss from Cruz for strike one. 11 innings of work, 7 earned runs, and 4 walks, 12 strikeouts. Cruz looks at a fastball for strike 2. And it's 1-2. Cruz with a walk and a ground out to short today. Swings and wraps one foul beyond his manager and down the left field line. So it'll stay where it is, 1-2. Another draft image popping up on our left center field video board tonight at Segra. We're keeping track of it. And Anthony Richardson, the quarterback out of Florida, going to the Indianapolis Colts, 1-2. Line drive, pulled out to short. Cam Colley spears it on a one-hop in the grass, pops to his feet and throws to first in time. A great play by Cam Colley. Moving with that line drive, taking the momentum from it, turning it into a spin and picking up the out. Great play.
Yeah, we were really impressed with him last year defensively. Saw him make a lot of gold glove caliber plays at that shortstop position. And we know that that defense is one of those intangibles that Colley possesses.
Zach Cole swings and lofts the first pitch out into medium depth right. Morabel in, Mesa out. Right fielder calls off the second baseman, puts it away for out number 2. One pitch, and Zach Cole goes to 0-3. And when you read up on the Cam Colley scouting report, one of the comparisons you see is Dustin Pedroia when it comes from a size perspective and the idea that he might end up gravitating closer to second base as he moves on in his pro career. John Garcia is the batter, and a first pitch slider works its way from inside to the middle, and it's a strike, 0-1. Garcia's rolled into a double play and also flied out to right. He's 0-2. Next pitch, inside changeup. Called a strike, no balls, 2 strikes. Infield, outfield, straight up as Corniel winds, pitches, and Garcia reluctantly swings at an outside slider. So he strikes out on 3 pitches. Woodpeckers go down 1-2-3. And through 6 innings this evening, it's the Wood Ducks 3 and the Woodpeckers 2.
To recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist John Kegley. Specialist Kegley was born in San Diego, California, and is a diehard San Diego Chargers and Padres fan. He joined the Army 2 years ago and is currently assigned to Charlie Battery in the 327 Field Artillery Regiment. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist John Kegley. Thank you for your service. And they can't take that.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to...
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the 7th inning for the Wood Ducks, the designated hitter, number 27, Tucker Mitchell. We're going to have a house party.
Nick Swanson back out to work the 7th, 3-2 Fayetteville leading, and back on the play-by-play, here is Colin.
Thank you, Andrew. First pitch, a called strike as it pops out of the mid of Gastone on Mitchell. Single, a hit-by-pitch, and a force-out. Mitchell grounded into his last time up. Leaves him at 1-2. Nick Swanson misses low with the breaking ball. 1-1. Nick, not including Alimber Santa, who only threw less than an inning last year. one of the very few holdovers from the opening day roster of 2022. Fastball up and in. Of course, you've got Leo's Danny Molina as well as Tyler Whitaker. Swanson, one of the arms left, 2-1. Hit on the ground up the middle, but Molina, right on cue, is right there. Throws to Encarnacion for the first out. Scored a 6-3 put out. That'll bring up Ian Moeller with one away. It was the seventh inning where Fayetteville rallied to initially take the lead yesterday after falling behind, but it was short-lived as Down East put up five in the top of the eighth inning. The seventh inning has been very kind to the Woodpeckers all season. Another chance for Molina at short. He charges and makes the play for out number two. But Fayetteville in seventh innings this year. They have scored a ton of runs. 25 to be exact, while allowing just six. Always good when in a single inning you've got a plus 19 run differential. So a couple of ground outs to short brings up Anthony Gutierrez with the bases empty, and more efficiency from Nick Swanson. Always great to see him keep that pitch count down. This will be just his 25th pitch. And he pulls the string on Gutierrez, nothing and two. Three runs on six hits, no errors for the Wood Ducks tonight. Fastball didn't miss by much. Crowd thought that one was in there. And time is called by Gutierrez. The Seattle Seahawks end up keeping their pick at number five and take cornerback Devin Witherspoon out of the University of Illinois. 1-2. Foul back. Gutierrez had the RBI single in the third inning. That looms large right now. That's the difference maker. Jose Nodal gave up a single run in each of his first three innings on the mound before a painless fourth. Swanson's 1-2. Sprayed foul down the right field line. Dylan McLean couldn't quite go deep enough to be eligible for the victory. Went 4 2/3 for the Wood Ducks. Out in front, and once again, hit to Molina. The throw, though, pulls Encarnacion and gets all the way to the side wall in front of the dugout. And this will be a throwing error on Molina, so he couldn't complete the inning by himself. Up to second base goes Gutierrez. And a runner in scoring position now for Down East. Big insurance run out there at second base with two away.
Encarnacion stretched as far as he could on that throw, and it just hit the tip of his glove. Close play, but got a score in E6.
That is the third error committed tonight by the Woodpeckers defense. See if it costs them. Miguel Villarroel swings and misses. Late break, but too much speed on the base paths. Gutierrez into third. That is strike one. Thing is, with two away, base hit likely would have scored him regardless. Now the worry for Swanson and Gastone is a wild pitch or a pass ball could get the job done, or the way things have gone tonight in this series, a balk. Swanson's been called for one. As a team, Fayetteville has been called for seven since the start of the series on Tuesday. 1-1, Villarroel steps back in. He's 0-3. There's a ball, and right away, Gastone blocks it, but it gets too far away, and Gutierrez does not hesitate. He dives in safely. It's 4-2 Down East.
Yeah, that ball just got too far out in front of Gastone. Even Nick Swanson at that point tried to go and field the ball himself, but the two came together. No chance at all to make a play at the plate.
That's an unearned run charged not to Swanson. Called strike two on Villarroel. So that error comes back to bite Fayetteville. Trail by two. Villarreal swings and misses strike three, so Swanson does pick up his third strikeout, but Down East picks up a big insurance run. We head to the seventh inning stretch. Wood Ducks 4, Wood Peckers 2. You're listening and watching right here on the Wood Peckers Broadcast Network.
Stretch, get up on your feet, and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder, Cracker Jack. So it's Root Peckers. Sing it loud. At the old, at a boy, Peckers, at a boy.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sing it!
Good times never seem so good.
For the Budweiser Zero, last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call for alcohol.
Dari Lorenzo bats to begin the bottom of inning number seven. He will face Jose Corniel. Lorenzo, just one official at bat in this game, a ground out in the second. He walked his last time up in the fifth. Lorenzo swings and misses. Was involved in a play that seemed not too consequential at the time, but proved to be very important. He was hit by the line drive off the bat of Leo's Danny Molina and was ruled out just moments before Luis Encarnacion hit what ended up being a two-run home run to bring Fayetteville within one instead of a three-run shot. Tough break for the Woodpeckers. And Lorenzo strikes out on three pitches. Corniel picking up right where he left off in the sixth, struck out Garcia to end the inning, and now he adds Lorenzo to the list, his second punch out of the game, and the first out of the bottom of the seventh. Sandro Gastone will bat. He's hit the ball well twice tonight. A line out and a fly out. Takes ball one, down and away. Still looking for that first home run of the season. He's got five doubles to show for it. And he rips one foul to the right. Did have one game postponed in the Carolina League tonight. That was the second game of a doubleheader as the ball chopped on the ground towards second. Mesa charges. Throw to Villarreal in time for the second out. Game down in North Augusta, South Carolina, where the Green Jackets were supposed to take on the Columbia Fireflies, a game that actually got rained out in Columbia a couple of weeks prior, ended up getting rained out again, so they'll have to find another time to make up that contest. Leo's Danny Molina takes strike one, and the front end, which was stopped after just under five innings of play, Augusta ended up taking home a 3-0 victory. There's a called strike two on Molina. Top of the seventh out in the Delmarva Peninsula, where the Shorebirds lead 6-2 over the Salem Red Sox, the opponent next week for Fayetteville as they make the trip to Virginia. 0-2 down and away. Myrtle Beach up 7-4 in the bottom of the sixth down in Charleston against the River Dogs, who are surprisingly in the basement of the South Division. Molina swings and misses at the 1-2 pitch, and the inning is over. Jose Corniel, six up, six down since entering the ball game. And Fayetteville unable to continue the momentum from the fifth inning. Bases empty, left empty, I should say. And we're on to the eighth inning. 4-2 the lead for Down East on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The woman of the heartbreak, I don't
kiss cam.
No, I don't want to learn the hard way.
Double kiss cam.
Oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal.
Kiss cam.
It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment.
Under the cover, kiss cam.
Unstoppable, this kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset.
Kiss cam.
Baby, I'm forever yours. It's
kiss
the way
cam.
You love me. It's a feeling like this.
Kiss cam.
Centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
Kiss cam.
Pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. This kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss. This kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Wood Ducks, the right fielder, number 11, Jason Morobell.
Jason Morobell leads off the eighth inning. Down East looking to make it 3 in a row to start the series against Fayetteville. They lead 4-2. Nick Swanson back on the mound. Starts the inning with a strike, and back on the play-by-play, it's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. We'll see if the Woodpeckers have any late-inning heroics in them as Swanson pitches and misses outside to Morabell. 1-1. Woodpeckers have gone down in order in the last two innings offensively against Jose Corniel. Well-struck grounder right side and past the dive of Espinoza at second base. That'll get into right field. And Morabell picks up his second single of this one. Goes to 2-for-3. And the leadoff man is on. First leadoff base runner for Down East since the fourth inning. And now it's Yosi Galan. First pitch from Swanson is outside. Galan drove in the second run of the night for Down East. That was with an RBI double in the second inning. Since then, he struck out and at bats against Nadal and Brockhaus. Spin and throw over to first. And Morabell dives back in safely. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Down East. 2 runs on 2 base hits. And 3 errors for the Fayetteville defense. Pitch is low. Around the Carolina League tonight, a little bit of weather disrupted some things down in South Carolina. There was an attempt at a doubleheader to be played today, but they weren't able to get it all in. Out in Augusta, here's a swing and a high fastball. Galan was underneath it, 2-1. Augusta and Columbia played the first game of a doubleheader. And it was suspended after 5 and actually called final with Augusta leading 3-0. Galan checks the swing and it misses outside, gets through Gastone. It'll be a wild pitch and it allows Morabell to advance. But Gastone, on the appeal, they say that Galan did go. And so that will be strike 2 to get it 2-2. And Augusta Columbia postponed the second game of their doubleheader where the Fireflies were supposed to be the home team in a road ballpark. That was a makeup from April 20, or the makeup will be tomorrow on April 28th. Pitch missed outside to Galan. Three balls and two strikes. Down East on top, 4-2 with Morabell on second. Swanson at the shoulders. Kicks, pitches, got him swinging. A high fastball wipes out Yosi Gallon. The third strikeout tonight for Gallon. It'll bring up later Figueroa. Top team in the Carolina League South. Kannapolis trails 3-0 midway through the sixth against Carolina. Keep an eye on that one as the Woodpeckers try and avoid dropping a game to the top team. The pitch is called a strike on a low outside changeup. Myrtle Beach on top of Charleston 7-4. That game is in the top of the seventh inning. And a close one out in the Delmarva Peninsula where the Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 6-5. 0-1 pitch to Figueroa is down and away. 1-1. Figueroa has reached in 2 of 3 trips. A walk and a single go along with a ground out, officially 1-for-2. 1-1 pitch, runner on the move to third. It's a low breaking ball. The throw to Gastone gets through Cruz, and it's out into left field. Morabell pops to his feet, runs down the third baseline. The throw arrives late, and it's 5-2 down east on the fourth error of the game for the Woodpeckers. Stolen base by Morabell. It was a low throw by Gastone, and Cruz unable to pick it. So it'll be an E2.
Walks and errors really been the, and balks, of course, have been really the three culprits throughout the first three games of this series for Fayetteville.
Pitch up high to Glader Figueroa. And it's 2-1. And there's a fastball strike from Swanson to get it to 2-2. Fredericksburg has entered a rain delay up in Lynchburg, Virginia, but the result hardly in doubt. 13-4 is the score there. 3-2 to Figueroa, digs it out, rolls it along the first baseline, and Encarnacion vacuums it up, gives the stop sign to his pitcher, hustles over to the bag, and stomps on top for out number two.
Much needed game for the Frednats, 4-12 start to the season. I think that's just an offense taking some frustration out on the ball. Big time win for them if, of course, this game can't be continued and no late comeback from the Hillcats.
Here's Andres Mesa, and the first pitch to him is swung on and missed. Changeup. That was the 50th of the night for Nick Swanson. He's given up just the 2 unearned runs tonight. On the air in the seventh and the air in the eighth. And a good slider moves to the outside, gets Mesa swinging, nothing and two. We'll work around the Astros affiliate scoreboard as well. We got a pitch clock violation on the hitter, Andres Mesa, and that is an inning-ending automatic strike three. Mesa gets the explanation from home plate umpire Chris Jakey, turns back to the dugout, and makes Nick Swanson's job a little easier. It'll go down as technically his fifth strikeout of the night of the automatic variety and end the inning. One run home. It's now 5-2 down east going to the bottom of the eighth inning.
All right. What word begins with E and ends with E but only has one letter?
E.
Envelope. What's a three-letter word that starts with gas? Birthday girl. Three-letter word that starts with gas.
Gas.
Car. What has many rings but no fingers, my dear?
A tree?
Good guess. A telephone. What is yours but mostly used by others?
My lawnmower.
It's lawnmower. That's a good answer. It's your name. Your name. Very well played. How old are you tonight, dear? You look 21. 21, 22?
22.
Very good. Happy birthday. Thanks for playing. Give me a big Go Peckers on three, everybody. 1, 2, 3.
Go Peckers!
That's right.
Go to lunch in the Jewish community. I want
back on the mound, Jose Cornea.
I'm the only one now that I do me. I got by the group trying to do me. My life like
leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
Luis Encarnacion leads off the inning for Fayetteville. And he takes the first pitch outside from right-hander Jose Cornell. Good day for Cornell, who has retired all six batters he's faced. And he pumps a strike in, 1-1. Luis Encarnacion has given the Woodpeckers their only two runs tonight with a two-run home run into the left field bullpen back in the fifth inning. Sits back, looks at a changeup. It's called strike two at the knees. And he's hit two balls really well today. His fly ball to left in the third was caught right at the base of the fence. And Encarnacion hits a hard one right side on a fly, but onto the roof of Bagwell's Burgers. So he's getting the ball in the air today. The launch angle is upticked for him. And we saw him get some stuff with ground balls, singles in Columbia. Today, though, putting some power on the ball. And now he sticks the bat out, flies it a tailor to right, and that's brought in for out number one. So Encarnacion will go to 1-3 tonight, and now Rolando Espinosa steps in. Fayetteville suddenly down to their final five outs. Espinosa with a ground out to third, a walk today. He has stolen a base, and he takes the first pitch fastball from Cornell for strike one. Next pitch. Here's a grounder past the mound, shuffling to his right, Mesa. Fields behind the second base bag and throw right to Villarreal for out number two.
Clean sheet defensively from down east. They have made every single play that their pitchers have asked from them. Just the one mistake to Encarnacion is really the only blemish from both pitching and defense tonight. Really well-played game and well-played series for the Wood Ducks so far.
They've scored at least five runs in every game this week. 8-1 win on Tuesday, 8-5 yesterday. Ryan Clifford taking the first pitch on the inside for ball one. Cornell kicks, pitches. It is up high, 2-0. Clifford has walked, struck out, grounded to short. Season average still sitting at a very impressive 351. Pitch is called a strike by Chris Jahnke on the inside. Kind of the same pitch that Ryan Clifford struck out looking at in the third inning. In that inside part of the zone today that has expanded on him a bit. And that pitch runs outside, the 2-1, a changeup to the outside, 3-1. Narbe Cruz would be next. Bases clear, two outs, 5-2 Wood Ducks, and Clifford takes a hack, pops it out of play towards the tracks. So full count, 3-2 on Clifford. Third baseman Figueroa off of the line. Pitch to Clifford, and he fouls it back.
Just so tough to get three strikes by this guy once the count fills up. You got to go right after him, and if you don't, he knows that's plate better than anyone in the lineup, and he's going to take it for ball four.
Clifford this year does not have a base hit in a 3-2 count. He scoots off the inside, and that is ball four, mostly because of that reason right there. Usually he's taking the walk more so than the single, but, yeah, Clifford in a 9 total at-bats this year, 9 different games at least where he has seen a 3-2 count. 7 recorded at bats. It does not have a hit, but he now has a total of 8 walks in 3-2 counts. Pitch down and outside. And actually, this is quite impressive. So over the 8 at bats that Clifford has drawn a 3-2 count, he has 8 walks in every single one of them. So
wow.
There you go. Narbe Cruz. ready from the right side, and here's the pitch. Misses outside.
Really is a just a factory of unbelievable stats, the start that Ryan Clifford has had this year, as we're going to get a mound visit all of a sudden for the Wood Ducks.
Haven't seen much of the pitching coach yet for Down East. Julio Valdez, he has worked his way out there. We got our first running back off of the board in the draft. Bijan Robinson going to the Atlanta Falcons.
As a Giants fan, I am very thrilled to find out that he did not end up going to the Philadelphia Eagles. They got enough talent, man.
They do, and you know they kind of say running back is a position that you should be drafting in the second, third round now, later in the draft. But Bijan Robinson, very talented guy at Texas, bucking that trend. And after the meeting on the mound, Narbe Cruz steps back in. 2-0 pitch. It is a fastball in there, 93 miles an hour. Here's a hard hit ground ball, but right to Villarreal, off to the right side of the bag. And he'll take a step to his left, stomp on first, inning over. So Fayetteville gets a walk from Clifford, but that's all. They leave him on, and they trail 5-2 going to the ninth.
It's time to guess tonight's attendance. Double Play Doug has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
Indeed, I do. This is Aiden. Aiden, how old are you?
8.
Where do you go to school?
Trinity Christian.
All right. Your job tonight, she's an easy one. All you got to do is tell me how many people came to the ballpark tonight. Can you do that for me? Okay. Let's look at the big board out there. Is it A, 2007, B, 2008, or C, 2009? Which one do you think it is?
B.
Aiden says B. Give it to him. Yes! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Aiden, look in that camera right there and give me a big go, Pecker.
Go, Pecker!
That's right.
Good job, bud.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Wood Ducks, the shortstop, number 4, Cam Cawley.
We've entered the final inning tonight, ninth inning, and Cam Cawley leads it off for Down East. Nick Swanson continues to work. He's been out on the hill since the sixth, and he's only given up a couple of unearned runs. Fayetteville's committed 4 errors tonight, and they trail 5-2. First pitch to Cam Cawley, missed down and away. Cawley, Mitchell, and Ian Muller, 1-2-3 of the order. There's a foul tip and a squeeze by Gastone, 1-1. Cam Cawley grew up in the state of Texas, Mont Bellevue area, as he chops it towards third. Narbe Cruz cuts in front of Molina. Low throw to first, and with a stretch at first, Encarnacion beats Cawley for out number 1. Cawley was a guy who had a chance to play collegiately in the state. He was going to go to Texas Tech before being drafted by the Rangers. He's an all-state wide receiver as well at Berbers Hill High School, so all-around great athlete Cam Cawley now focusing just on baseball. Tucker Mitchell swings first one towards short. That's by Molina and out into center field. It's picked up by Zach Cole. And Tucker Mitchell has a multi-hit game. Pair of singles. He's been hit by a pitch. A one-out base runner for Ian Muller getting into the heart of that Down East order for a fifth time tonight. Ian Muller. Today's gone 0 for 4. Put the ball in play three times. First pitch. Down in the dirt. And a backhand by Gastone.
I mean, Swanson's given up two runs tonight. Neither of them have been earned. He's looked pretty well in command as well. Has not issued a walk. I think that's the most promising thing we've seen from Nick tonight.
It was Jose Nadal for 4. Brockhouse pitched the fifth. Now Swanson. And a high fastball. 2-0. Ian Muller been playing catcher since he was 13 years old. Behind the plate tonight for the Wood Ducks. And he checks the hands, holds off, and goes to 3-0. And actually hit the knob of the bat. It did hit the knob, so it's 2-1. Muller was a multi-sport athlete growing up, but he decided baseball was going to be his sport right before he got to high school. Here's a chopper, pulled foul left side. He was 13 years old and gave up playing basketball, football in the seventh grade, and at that point he was solely focused on baseball. He knew that was going to be his calling card. He was committed to play baseball at LSU as a freshman in high school at one point. 2-2 pitch. And that's just off of the outside. Didn't actually play for his high school baseball team. Instead, he traveled around the country with his mom. Mom Shannon, dad Steven, and played at perfect game tournaments and showcases to get scouted and ultimately have a chance to do what he's doing now, play pro baseball. There's strike three down the middle. Swanson worked a breaking ball to the corner. And Muller goes down looking, 0 for 5 tonight.
But going right after hitters. And it's really all you can ask for, especially with all the command issues that Fayetteville's had in the first couple of games. Command really hasn't been a big issue tonight.
Here's a chopping ball in the first pitch by Gutierrez. It's gloved by Cruz. Another close play at first, but Encarnacion checked the seam of your pants. He splits again and reels it in for the final out. So a single is all for Tucker Mitchell. They leave him on, and Fayetteville down to their final three outs is down three runs. 5-2 down east. They're trying to take their third straight game of this series. We're back in a moment for the bottom of the ninth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On the mound for the Wood Ducks, Jose Corniel. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Fayetteville trailing 5-2 to Down East tonight. Right-hander Jose Corniel is back on the mound for his fourth inning of work, and he blows a fastball by the swing of Zach Cole. Woodpeckers have some good hitters coming up. 3-4-5, Cole, John Garcia, Dari Lorenzo. And there's another heater right down the middle. 95 from Corniel, and it's nothing in two. Cole tonight 0-for-3, strikeout and a pair of flyouts. The lefty ready, the 0-2. Slider missed outside. It was the 40th pitch of the night for Corniel. His 3-4-5 hitters, though, tonight, a combined 0-for-8. Cole swings and misses. He got all heater. Minus that attempted slider on the outside, but three strikes all on fastballs, and Fayetteville down to their final two outs. Despite the offense being a little bit flat tonight, the strikeouts haven't been too much of an issue. 7 in total now. And here's John Garcia. Wine kick, first pitch. A foul tip, and Moeller holds on for strike one. Garcia is grounded into a double play, flied out to right, and struck out. The pitch is down and in. Ooh, called strike two. Looks a little low. Garcia certainly thought so.
Sure did.
And here's the 0-2 pitch. Here's a line drive, punched to center, and it'll fall. John Garcia puts an end to his hitless night. A ninth inning single. It'll, at the very least, put the tying run in the on-deck circle if Dari Lorenzo can keep it going. That is just the third base hit of the night for the Woodpeckers. The previous two came in the fifth inning. That was the Leo Molina ball that hit the base runner, scored an automatic single based on the rule, and then the Encarnacion two-run home run. First pitch to Lorenzo, who will hit from both sides of the plate tonight, and he takes a changeup of the knees for strike one. Started the night hitting against Dylan McLean, the lefty from the right side, and now switches over to the other side of the plate. 0-1, Lorenzo swings and misses. A low fastball.
Yeah, I looked up at the box score in between innings and didn't really register. I mean, Fayetteville's only gotten two hits tonight, and it came in back-to-back at-bats.
Yep. It was just that little spurt. Changeup is outside, and we've got a balk called. So not all against the Woodpeckers tonight. A balk called against Jose Corniel. And they'll give John Garcia second base. I didn't see whether that was Janky or Corbett that called it. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss at a changeup. Lorenzo goes down. Eighth strikeout tonight for the Woodpeckers. The fifth tallied up by Corniel.
How good has he been tonight? I don't know if he'll be the pitcher of record or whether he'll get a save, depending on how it ends up going, but he has just been lights out of the bullpen. Certainly looks like a veteran.
It's been fantastic. Not a guy that looks like he carried a 5-plus ERA into today. He'd given up a total of 7 earned runs over his last 9 innings of work prior to tonight. His only other scoreless outing was his first of the season, at home against Kannapolis, where he went 2 scoreless innings. But tonight, this is by far the longest scoreless day for him on the mound. This is outside with a breaking ball, 2-0. Next pitch will be number 50 of his night. John Garcia off of second, 5-2 down east. Gastone takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 2-1. Woodpeckers in real danger now of dropping their third in a row to Down East and having to win Friday, Saturday, Sunday to grab a split. 2-1 pitch outside. 3 balls and a strike, and if Gastone can reach, he'll at least bring the tying run to the plate in Leo Molina. Sandro 0-for-3 with a line-out, fly-out, ground-out. Woodpeckers catcher steadies, 3-1. And he swings mightily at a high fastball.
His eyes lit up there. Might have been ball four. It was right at the letters.
I have to agree. Looked like it was just above that zone. See if Corniel will go to the gas again. That fastball has been reliable for him in this ninth inning. Final strike of the night for Fayetteville. Payoff up and outside. He did go to the fastball. They got high on him, and it'll bring up Leo Molina.
Again, making noise in the late innings. We've seen Fayetteville do it a lot despite the downswing they've had in these games. A lot of close games in Columbia. They fell in extra innings, and we know they've got the fight. One of these times, they show up and keep grinding away in these late innings. It's going to come together for them, and they're going to pull off one of these comeback victories. Could tonight be the night?
First pitch to Molina. It is a little high. This right here with Garcia second, Gastone at first, is the first time that Fayetteville has had multiple runners on base since Ryan Clifford and Narbe Cruz both walked to start the bottom of the first. Now Molina swings, skips it off of the mound. That ball is off the glove of Mesa and out into center field. They'll stop Garcia at third, and the bases load up. John Garcia gets to third, Gastone at second. And that's a wise hold by Ricky Rivera not to send Garcia. This is a three-run game.
Right.
The run that counts is over at first base, and the guy who's hit the two-run home run tonight and probably put the best swings on the ball is coming up. Luis Encarnacion.
These are the moments you dream of as a hitter, a chance to win the ball game with one swing, your team down three runs, bases loaded, bottom nine. Encarnacion, not only does he have the home run, Chappie, he's had two deep flyouts as well, a couple of hard-hit balls, one to the warning track back in the third inning, and his last time up in the eighth, hit one pretty well out to left field as well.
They have a meeting on the mound with pitching coach Julio Valdez. First time the Woodpeckers have really gotten anything against Jose Corniel. He didn't give up a hit over his first three innings of work. Now Fayetteville has gotten a pair of singles and a walk for Leo Molina. He'll record a multi-hit game tonight, 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. And here comes Encarnacion, hit the two-run home run in the fifth. First pitch, a slider to the inside and missed, ball one. A little over 2,000 in the park on this Thursday tonight. Some of them have gone home. The ones hanging around are getting loud. 1-0. And Encarnacion takes a low outside corner fastball. Next pitch home, and Encarnacion pops this pitch up. On the infield, drifting to foul territory, third base side. Figueroa in the coach's box, makes the catch, and the game is over. The Woodpeckers muster together a chance in the ninth, but are unable to bring anybody around, and they drop their third game of this series. 5-2 the final. Postgame show coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You shine me when I'm not. the boy, you can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. The dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me, yeah. These days don't wait too.
It's time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth up here, and thanks again so much for being a part of our Thirsty Thursday ball game tonight. Colin Fayetteville drops their third straight to down east in this one. Luis Encarnacion was one of the bright spots on the offensive end with his two-run home run, his first this year for Fayetteville. But the four defensive errors ended up coming back to cost them. Two of those runs late to Nick Swanson end up going as unearned. You like their ninth inning attempt at a rally there, loading up the bases, at least given Encarnacion, their guy at the plate who put a charge into the ball a couple of times tonight, to a chance to go in front. But they fall just short in that ninth inning. And some of the hard hits, the offense that we saw yesterday, didn't really translate into today's game. We know those swings are there. We know we got some talented guys in the heart of the order, just didn't all come together tonight.
Yeah, exactly that. A couple of innings, the fifth and the ninth, we saw the sparks of what we saw yesterday in Wednesday's defeat. And ultimately, as you mentioned, those four errors certainly coming back to haunt the Woodpeckers. But overall, pitching-wise, not a bad night. Jose Nadal ended up getting four innings. He didn't have his best stuff out there, but he was able to survive and able to stretch it out. Walker Brockhaus got some big outs in the middle of it, ended up pitching that fifth inning. And then you get four innings out of Nick Swanson, his best outing of the season for sure. The box score will say he gave up two runs, but both of them were unearned with those errors mixed in. His strikeout pitch was very good. He was efficient. Yep. He looked strong. He looked composed on the mound. Big step forward for him. And offensively, always great to see first home run of the season. Luis Encarnacion was barreling up the ball in that eighth spot. Mm-hmm. That's a big stride forward for him as well. It can always be a bit of a challenge the first few at-bats you have at a new level. And he's looked the part pretty well. A lot of hard contact over the first week he's been here, hoping to really take some positive out of this game, especially with the home run, the warning track shot he had as well. But enter the back half of this series, and so far it's been all down east. They had two big victories the first couple of games, another three-run victory tonight. They have just played complete baseball throughout this series. They've gotten the offense they were missing to start the year. The pitching's been just as good, and most importantly tonight, a clean sheet defensively proved to be all the difference in the world, and the reason why down east took away ended up taking the victory, and Fayetteville will have to saddle with the loss.
Yeah, final line scores in this one. Fayetteville, Down East, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 8 left on. The Woodpeckers, 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors, and 6 left on. That'll do it for us tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch for some Friday night baseball. You can catch us on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or MILB.TV if you're unable to come out to the game. So long, everybody. Drive home safely and hope you had a great night out at Segra Stadium. I don't know if I'll make it. But watch how good I'll fake it.